The Adelaide Hills is such a special region. Starting just over 5 km from the Adelaide CBD, they take in more than 1,000 square kilometres from rolling farmland and natural bushland to sweeping vineyards, cherry farms and apple orchards. Around every bend, colours and climates change, and there are surprises even for those who've lived in the region most of their lives. South Aussie author Shane McNally has put a spotlight on the region with the release of his book titled The Adelaide Hills. He joins me now for a chat. Welcome, Shane.
Hello, Jenny. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. Now, you've been commissioned by a publisher to write this book, and as someone who lives just on the cusp of the Adelaide Hills, how's your perspective and appreciation of the region changed during the project?
Look, I had a pretty good opinion of the hills before I did the book, but you still learn a lot. I've sort of lived most of my adult life around the Tea Tree Gully region, so for me, the hills for a long time was, you know, through to Inglewood, Houghton, onwards to Gummaraka. And I never saw a lot of the hills south of, say, the freeway. So I did see a little bit of the hills before I started doing the book, so I knew what I was talking about, but it did open my eyes. So towns like, well, Aldgate I knew quite well, and I've been there many times, but places like Mylor or Meadows further away. These were places I didn't know well, so I learned about them in the book and took photos.
Yeah, and I hear you've discovered that there's so much more to the region than you ever realised.
Well, yes, and you know, the story was that, I mean, this really happened. I was at a miserable mood in Melbourne one day talking to a friend and said, Adelaide Hills, I was negative about them for whatever reason. I wasn't really negative about them. I was just having a bad day. And this artist friend of mine said, Adelaide Hills are stunning. And I said, oh, stunning, are you sure? And then she jumped down my throat and said, yes. And when I got back to Adelaide, I paid a bit more attention, thought, wow, there is a lot more to them than I ever thought. I'm going back like 20 years at that point. But at that point, I really didn't know much about the Adelaide Hills.
Yeah. And what were some surprising things that you learnt on your journey?
Well, how green they were and how different they are between the northern hills and the southern hills. And that's not to knock, you know, going right up to One Tree Hill in these areas. They're fine, but the landscape change is quite dramatic. You go from almost English country gardens and greenery in, say, the Mylor area, where it seems to always be wet or, you know, very lush, and I think they get a very high rainfall there. And then you go through to, say, Gummaraka, Chain of Ponds, and it's more Australiana. So the depth of the hills and the changing of the landscape surprised me quite a bit.
Hmm. Yeah, I was quite surprised when I moved to Bridgewater just how vast the hills are. It's absolutely gigantic. And I understand that you ran into people who have lived all their lives in the hills and still find secrets around the bend.
Exactly. Look, I've got to thank a few photographers in this book. So if you give me a second, there was my wife Elsa took some photos, a good friend Ashley Martin took some, Darren Clements and Steve Adcock, and the last two were professional photographers. And Steve, I think, lives in he lives somewhere between Balhanna and Oakbank. And he, you know, his job is to take photos of the hills. And he's told me that he still comes across a road where he's never been before. And I find that amazing for someone who's lived in the region all their life. And I can see it because I was driving, I was at Uraidla, and I was on my own this particular day, and I just thought, I'll just drive aimlessly and take some photos. And I was heading, I would think it'd be northeast towards Lobethal, and I was going along through Basket Range. And I had never seen this. You know, there were roads there I'd never seen before. And in fact, at this point, I've been doing the book a few months. So there are quite a few surprises.
Are you a professional photographer? There's some beautiful shots that you've taken in there.
No, I'm not. I'm a good amateur. As I say, I had a couple of friends take some, and a couple of the professionals, where possible, I've listed when they've taken them. I took the cover photo that I'm rather proud of, and I've got to be honest, I don't know how I got the light right. But, I'm happy with it. I think it's one of those things. You see places around the world. I remember being in Connecticut once, and thinking you can't take a bad photo there. And I actually think the Adelaide Hills are the same. If you spin around and take a photo any direction, you're going to get a great landscape. So I think as much as I'm pretty happy with my photos, I think I was helped a lot by the scenery.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, in the Adelaide Hills, there's some wonderful communities, really tight-knit. There's also a sense of resilience and regeneration. You know, bushfires are a big part of the hills experience, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And I actually feature in, I thought at first that the publisher wouldn't want it, but there's a big photo that I took near Woodside, where it's just burnt fields, and I just wanted to show what it's that's what it's like at certain points. And I must say, a couple of months later, I drove past that same field, and I was shocked at how green it was. It was quite alarming. You know, I thought this will be burnt out for 2 years. Same thing driving out to Mount Torrens, you could see areas that had been burnt that were on the mend. Going out towards the wineries like Pike and Joyce and Anderson Hill, there were tons of just burnt gum trees, and you could see that they were regenerating. So it is, it does have an amazing ability to regenerate.
Yeah, and what do you reckon some of your favourite places are in the hills, having done this extensive project?
It'll probably change every few weeks. Look, I think probably the risk of upsetting someone else, I think probably Aldgate's my favourite town.
Yeah,
I just like it. It's a very pretty town. It's got one of the best pubs I've been to, and I think it's just a wonderful hotel. It's got tree-lined streets, lovely cafes. You've got Stangate House there, which is famous for its, I think it's camellias. That's a pretty town. Mm. Mylaw's nice. I mean, Stirling's a lovely town. Most of the big towns have a lot going for them.
Yeah.
Stirling's a very nice town. I must say, before I did the book, I was a little bit down on Harndorf because I thought it was too busy. But when you actually get there, you start photographing it and researching, you think they've done a pretty good job to keep the town the way it is and still get hordes of, tons of tourists.
Mm.
It's one of those things I was saying earlier about being down on the hills. I think I was a little bit unfair to Harndorf until I started to do the book. And I thought, no, this is a really quite impressive town. It'll be one of the very busiest tourist towns in all of Australia, and it's kept its heritage and its feel.
Absolutely. Well, all the best, and thanks so much for your time today, Shane McNally.
No worries. Thanks, Jen.